There was a hair incident, you guys. I had a whole topic for today and tomorrow and the next day, and honestly for yesterday, but yesterday I never released an episode. I had a whole thing, and it's all pushed back a little bit because first we got to get into the hair, because there was a hair incident. There is a hair incident. There's an ongoing hair incident, an OHI, as we call it in the biz.
Your daily Lex.
Even before I left the haircut place, I had been making a mental note that I was going to do a haircut episode because I was just thinking about how, I don't know, how bizarre haircuts are in general. If you're not just getting a trim, like communicating to another person, I always rely on photos. The place I go, you know, I loved to go to a place that was right by my house. It's like 2 minutes away. And I liked Gus, who was the owner. Then COVID hit. And so I stopped going for a long time. And then, you know, when people started going to get haircuts in person again, I called and was like, hey, can I make an appointment with Gus? And they mean, do you mean Joe? And I'm like, no, not Joe. I mean, Gus. And I'm like, oh, well, Gus retired 3 years ago. Like, oh, well, then I guess I don't mean Gus. Joe is the only one who I don't like there. He has the world's worst comb over and hair dye job. And I'm like, I don't need that guy touching my hair. And he once gave me a bad haircut. And so if I go in without an appointment, he is inevitably the guy who they want to give me to. And like, you can either say, okay, or you can say, no, I'll wait for somebody else, which is pretty hard to do. Like, there's a lot of things I'm confident about. When there's three people working and I'm saying, no, I don't want the one who's available. I want to wait for the other two who are mid-cut. It can be awkward, especially since I don't know any of their names. But I usually don't go to that place anymore for precisely this reason. I instead go to a place that's maybe 12 minutes away. And I like this place a lot. And you can book appointments online. And I've gotten many good haircuts there. I'm not picky about which person there cuts my hair. The only thing I would note is that everybody who is there speaks Russian. Most of the time, they also speak English. And every once in a while, a translator, you know, somebody who just works at another station will come over and help you with the communication. I wasn't worried, though. I went. My whole adult life has been a mix of going back and forth between two hairstyles. I mean, there was a time when Liam was young when I had very long hair that I called Saeed Burns after the character Saeed on Lost, whose hair I loved. Frankly, mine never looked anything like his, but I tried. And actually, that got cut off in an unfortunate haircutting incident where I said I wanted to take about an inch or two off. And the woman goes, you want me to cut it to an inch? And then she just cut it. This was at a mall haircut place that I've never gone back to. I cried. You know, most of the time I grow my hair a little bit longer so that it can find its curl and look a certain way. And then eventually I find that the curl gets annoying or disappointing or too flat. And no matter what I do to it, my hair disappoints me, so I cut it all off and get kind of like a glorified Caesar and let it grow back out again until it's curled again. I often forget that I have this pattern, but photo evidence supports it, which was helpful. So I had taken with me on my phone, I had favorited specific photos to show whoever was going to cut my hair, photos of me, not like, hey, make me look like George Clooney, which, I mean, frankly, I don't need any help doing, but like, here's photos of me with the hairstyle I want. And Lady's like, totally get it. And then she starts cutting it. And like, listen, when you're doing a dramatic haircut, which this was, like it was going from pretty long to pretty short, you can't always tell how far along in the process they are. And she's going for it. And then she's like, okay, what do you think? And I'm like, no, because she had left the top way too long. She had buzzed the sides down pretty short, which was fine. But she had left the top pretty long. I'm like, no, we got to do shorter on the top. And she's like, I don't think so. And I'm like, no, like, look at this picture. She's like, yeah, but you can't really do that. I'm like, that's me. Of course I can do that. She's like, well, no, like your hair's been going back. You can't do it forwards. Cause that's the other thing, right? When I change the hairstyle, it goes from kind of combing it backwards with my hands to combing it forwards with my hands. And I'm like, no, she's like, I'll go a little shorter. I'm like, great. So she goes a little shorter and somehow it gets even worse. And she's like, okay, there you go. And at this point I'm like, I've been there much longer than I'm normally there for a haircut. Even when I'm doing one of these, you know, big hair shifts, they're probably past the 40 minute mark when I usually have like a 20 minute haircut tops. And I'm like, okay, because I can't anymore. My thought is maybe, you know, in a couple of days it'll be all right, or I'll figure it out or whatever. So I go home and I look at it. I'm like, no, this is terrible. And I want to be clear, this is not like self-deprecating. Like what I had been left with was, it wasn't a mullet because it's not long like that at all. But like the top was one style and the sides were another style and it was terrible. And she hadn't made the top short at all, which was the real problem. And I'm like, well, I can go to that guy, Joe, at the local haircutting place, local, the 12-minute one's not local. I go to the guy who's even closer and see if he can fix it. I'm like, no, I'm just going to take measures into my own hands. And I had a Remington razor that I use for beard trimming that's also meant to be for giving yourself a haircut. I'm like, I'm just doing it because I can't look at this for 1 second longer. And I took its longest guard, which made my hair now very short. It was much better than it was, right? Like getting rid of the disaster that the haircut lady had left was important. What I'm left with is not great because I do not like my hair this short. I feel like I look like I could jump into the military at any moment. There's a lot of growing that has to happen. It's going to take too long. It's sad. I've been wearing hats all the time because I don't like seeing my head. And you can forget about it, right? It's on your head, so you don't notice it. And then your hair gets, you don't notice at all. And then you see yourself in the mirror like, oh, right, that. So I've been doing a lot of hat wearing. I'm giving a talk on Thursday this week where I can't wear the hat. And I'm very annoyed because I do not like this look for me at all. I'm confident I will mention my hair during that talk because I am me. And I will say, hey, by the way, because there's a photo of me in the talk where I have normal hair, not this. So I don't know. Very disappointing. I got to wait it out. It's just so weird. Like I communicated so clearly what I wanted. And this lady was just, yeah, I don't know. When she said no, like, no, I can't cut it shorter. Like that wouldn't work. Like you can't do that. Like, okay. Okay. Anyway, it'll grow. And no, you can't have pictures. Goodbye.
Lex.